as part of our Leading with 2020 vision. We say good morning to Clinton County Health Director Rodney Wan. Rodney, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you gentlemen today?
Well, I think I'm all right. So, got Melissa here with me, so we're doing fine this morning.
How is everyone today then?
Yeah.
It's okay, Rodney, believe me.
Yeah, we're doing Monday. We're doing all right.
Yep.
So, what's our testing situation right now?
We are still testing in the county. We had a bit of a glitch with getting supplies in, actually, believe it or not. We ran out of test kits Friday because we had several come in that were walk-ins. But we are still testing over at the 1234 Rossville Avenue mm-hmm. location, which is the old Covenant Academy there.
And the new Healthy Communities.
The home of Healthy Communities and the health department.
Right, yeah. And your new dig's coming of your sin.
Yes. We have 277 cases currently in Clinton County. So
okay.
We've kind of leveled off, I guess some would say. But also testing has softened some. In other words, we're only seeing maybe 40 or 50 per day coming in, and some of those obviously are folks who are retesting because they were positive once and now need a negative to return. So
okay. What's the hour? Still 8 to 6?
8 to 6 p.m., yes.
And they're going to be here past Wednesday or what?
Yes. State Department of Health rehired the Optum folks, re-signed that contract. So we have them. We'll be at that location at least till the 15th of July.
All right.
And I'm working to try to get another location that will suffice for the rest of the month. So I know at least we're going to try to get through the end of July with testing still available.
What about people who are probably asymptomatic? What do you suggest for them?
Obviously, if they are asymptomatic, they don't know that they're sick. So the only reason or someone would think to get tested would be if they've been in contact with a positive case or suspected positive case.
Okay, so, but if you feel good, everything should be fine.
Well, yes, and if you are in that category that I just mentioned, then you should try to get tested if you can.
Okay.
Because you may be asymptomatic and still the positive test will come out, and that'll tell you that you should be self-isolated in the meantime until so many days pass by. And that'll help our community overall. I think really at this point, again, part of what we do in writing our own history on this is if the folks that we do identify as positives do what they're supposed to do and stay home, then our community is going to fare much better than if they don't heed that recommendation.
Hey, Rodney, just curiosity, and I know this, I'm not sure what the state is recommending. Maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't. People, as different attractions in different states are opened up and people are beginning to travel a little bit, what do you suggest about to somebody that's maybe traveled out of state and coming back in as far as what the recommendations should be for them before they try to continue going back to normal?
Well, if you go back to the original start of this, that recommendation was they should self-quarantine for 14 days. That's quite a bit of days past coming back from vacation. And to do so without knowing that you're, necessarily exposed, it might be more restrictive than need be. They need to be concerned with where they're going and what's the status of that particular area that they're going to, and then what activities that they're actually engaging in when they do go on vacation. If they're going downtown and shopping and maybe stopping in a local festival, hanging out at the fireworks display around folks that they're not sure of, and they're not wearing a mask, then they're more at risk than if they were going somewhere to camp and stay more relatively secluded. So they really need to look at those behaviors and the location they're going to. And then if they feel like they were in a high-risk situation, then I would suggest within 4 days or so of returning that they maybe at least consider getting tested to make sure that they haven't picked anything up.
Okay. What about the Saharan dust cloud? If it gets to here, which I don't know if it's going to make it or not, if it does, what should we think about doing?
Well, anyone, and I'm not an expert in that area, but I would think environmentally, anyone who has issues with breathing or asthma or some of those predetermined problems with breathing should probably look at it as an adverse air quality day during those times and stay in and restrict their physical activity as much as possible when they're outside. So for the rest of us, we should at least consider, you know, the whole idea that, you know, if we are outside doing physical activities, that may be something that we get impacted by when we're out, and that we should consider maybe, you know, limiting the amount of time out there during that time.
Okay, do you see an elevated risk out there because of with only two states that are reporting a decline in new cases in this country? Should we change some things, or should we try and keep going with the way we're doing?
I think we should be learning lessons from the states that were a little ahead of us and realizing that how painful it's going to be to backstep, and maybe in some cases impossible. And I think we should really re-look at the things that we're considering to fire forward on. And again, a lot of that was written up with the idea that states were seeing no new cases and there was being a decline of so many weeks, and we just really haven't seen that. And then when we see that these other states now, I think maybe close to 30 of them numbering now, are in real trouble.
Yeah, 36 are showing increases.
Yeah. So I think we should learn those lessons, not through experience, but through by seeing what's going on right now, and maybe sitting down and rethinking some of the goals that we've been trying to accomplish over the summer. So.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, other than, you know, everyone stay safe when you're out. I think we're going to hear shortly from the CDC that masks are not only protecting others around you, but that also that they protect you from the virus itself. So my hope is we're going to get clarity on that shortly.
And it would be good, because either we do or we don't. I don't like this.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The ominous
is always scary. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, I will admit I have not worn a mask unless I've absolutely had to.
Sure.
But you know.
And I think the one thing I'd like to say, and I may be wrong, but I believe from reeling all the way back on this, I don't think it would have been public health that would have ever said, let's shut the economy completely down when this first began. I think that more or less, that now that we're looking at problems again, I think public health is going to have to say that we're going to need to wear masks more often and keep the economy going instead. So we'll keep that thought in mind when we're moving forward.
Right. Yeah, I know the state of California has, the governor has declared mask when in public for all residents, and I look for more states to follow. A lot of governors have left it up to counties to make those determinations, and I do look for that. I'm like Ken. I don't wear one all the time. I try to, but I'm also an asthmatic, and sometimes it does cause me issues.
Sure.
But
and you can do it limitedly and still get the protection you need. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So I still, you know, because I'm an asthmatic, I look at it as I'm not only helping save somebody else, but I might be lessening the severity for me myself.
Yep.
Well, yeah, as I said, I'm not an astronaut, but I'm figuring if it's keeping droplets from going out, it has to be keeping them from coming in as well. I think part of the reason they didn't go right away and say the mask alone will help you is because you can get it through eye contact, through droplets, and I think they were always hesitant to say, well, the mask alone will protect you when you're out.
Well, as the saying,
as
the saying goes, the coronavirus is in charge and we're not.
That's exactly right. And it hasn't gone anywhere. It's out there waiting for us still.
That's right.
So.
Yep.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Rodney, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time. Take care of yourself. Okay.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. That's been Rodney Wan, who's the Clinton County Health Director. He's the one we've been talking about, Leading with 2020 Vision, as part of our partnership with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. We do that every day at 8:45 here on this station.